I would say that pissed off is an understatement, given the fact that, it's hard not to see the irony in the fact that we had a review from an inquiry, a number of recommendations released this year about perhaps the biggest debacle in our history, yet the bonuses continue to come in. And it's hard not to choke on the irony when you see that. Extremely disappointing. What I can say is that being disappointed is one thing, but as of yesterday, I have notified Nalcor that this will not be continuing going forward, that we will be ending this practice.
Okay, so when you talk about ending this practice, we're talking about top-level executive, not the men and women working on the ground here.
No, this is not about the rank and file. This absolutely not. This is about executive management, of which there are about 20 in the VP executive ranks. And again, I'm not opposed philosophically to the concept of a bonus. That's, you know, bonus is there. But when the bonuses come, regardless of the performance, I mean, when you look at the fact that, you know, I've been in government for 5 years, and every year we've been dealing with the impacts of Muskrat Falls. It prevents us from doing so many things because of the capital we have tied up, you know, billions over over budget. It's still not completed, yet the performance bonuses come, and not only that, they tend to increase. And I don't think that's acceptable, given the fact that we've had to take a number of steps. Everybody knows our fiscal situation, the challenges that we're faced. We all know the impacts of these delays and overruns. And, you know, we, as a province, taxpayers are the shareholders of Nalcor. We cannot continue to make these generous payments.
So, Minister, we are into December right now, and this Sunshine List comes for 2019. So I would assume these bonuses will be given out again as we are at the end of the year. So how do you hope to change this going forward?
Well, this is the thing, is that the list that came out just recently would have been for 2019. And the fact is now, as we speak, it's the end of 2020. So that's one of the considerations that are there. But, what I will say is that, you know, it's difficult. We're dealing with contractual arrangements, very ironclad, very difficult and generous and unusual contractual arrangements. But, you know, there is steps that we can take and that we've been examining, and legislation would be one of those. So that's what we're considering. So you'll be seeing steps being taken very early in 2021.
Are you expecting some pushback on this?
Possibly, but I cannot say that it concerns me one bit. And again, I would remind everybody, this is not personal. This is absolutely not personal. This is business. This is based on making prudent decisions with taxpayers' monies. And being very new to this department, I've been sitting here in what was formerly Natural Resources, now is IET, and we have a new premier who shares my feelings, and believe me, is very, very, we're all in line here. But when you're sitting here and looking at this and looking at the difficulties we're facing with our industries, we're looking at the difficulties we face as a province and the impacts of COVID and the fact that, you know, these bonuses continue to get paid year in after year in. It's not a right. It is absolutely not a right. It's meant to be a bonus. It's meant to be based on performance. And right now, I can't say that we've, as a province, that anybody would say that they've seen that.
Going down the path of legislation, do you think you'll get the support in the House?
I would absolutely hope that I would get it. Again, if somebody wants to stand up and speak and to justify this and to rationalize it and to explain it, I would be more than willing to hear that. But right now, this is where I think we are as a government, is that, look, we have a project that's billions over budget, billions over budget. We just had to have a multi-million-dollar inquiry as to what happened. And for bonuses to continue to be paid, I don't think that is, there's an entitlement to that there. In fact, it's absolutely unacceptable. And so, I look forward to seeing what the reaction is, but I know, I think I'm making absolutely, and we as a government are making absolutely the right decision.
And Minister, I just wanted to ask, has the job been posted now to fill the position of Nalcor CEO?
Yes. So the fact is that the current CEO, Mr. Marshall, has indicated that he is looking, you know, to retirement, and we know that we have to do the process, and these processes take a lot of time. So Nalcor has put out an application process for this, and again, this will go through the IAC, it will go through, there's a lot of scrutiny here, but I will note that one of the top features of this job ad is a concept called change management. And so, like I say, I'll just leave it at that, that change management is part of where we need to be going.
And, Minister, I did want to ask you as well, there is an announcement coming this morning regarding Husky Energy's West White Rose offshore project at 11 a.m. Can you give us any kind of insight about what might be happening
here? I would absolutely love to, Ben, but to do so would to take away from the announcement. What I will say is that there's been a lot of hard work done, and that there will be some positivity with this announcement. I think it's a step in the right direction.